Greetings, everybody. I tell you this, I was going to start out my show with it can't get any crazier, but it has. And unbelievable what we just went through just to get this show rebooted and get it up. I mean, everything was blocked or shut off or anything. So major hacking going on. So bear with us, doing our best to get these shows out, and they're doing their best to stop it. So, okay, let's get on with the show. So humanity and the Earth is still reverberating from the 8.8 or the 8.8 Lionsgate and that massive earthquake that hit over there. We've also got the planetary alignments and the full moon. So the Venus-Jupiter alignment is going to have major impact on humanity and the Earth. And Mercury is going direct, so communication will flow like a river. As treasure troves of hidden or blocked information begin to surface, and we're seeing that insanity in the mainstream media, basically. But the Van Allen Belt is also sending out waves of energy, and on the 12th, the Schumann resonance was between 40 and 50 hertz. It's usually like 7 point whatever, you know, so. So on Thursday, it whited out again during the time fold, which seems to be occurring every 3 days. So let's go ahead and show that Schumann resonance chart. All right, we're also getting hammered by the sun. And as we've always said, the sun is the driver of evolution. The planetary alignments will amplify the effects of the sun. Changes in the bioelectric fields of the planet, including our own bioelectric field. Wounds and traumas from past experiences, including past lives. So negative psychometrized energies in the earth are also being released. So old battlefield energies, past disaster energies, you know, the veils are getting thinner and thinner between worlds. And there's timeline incursions going on as well. So you're going to start seeing shadow people, ghosts, etc. And they seem to be appearing everywhere. With the severe weather and increase in earthquakes and volcanic activity, it's going to be a wild ride. And we are seeing earthquakes occurring globally. Mexico shaking the Pacific with multiple 5+ quakes. The San Andreas, followed by the Cascadia Fault, are waking up. Volcanoes are now active globally, including many undersea. What's funny? I was trying to find out how many volcanoes are going off, and everything's shut down. So go ahead and Google global volcanic activity, and you can find out what that's all about. But the Earth is still reeling from the 8.8 quakes, followed by aftershocks in Russia. Edgar Cayce warned, when the volcanoes go off, it's the last warning of the impending pole shift. So time to go with that and see what this means to you. I've got to look at more into that, but I haven't been able to get information on when this is, but it does look like we're moving towards a pole shift, definitely a magnetic pole shift. So Hurricane Aaron is forming, and Nebraska is having golf ball and tennis ball size hail, you know, ripping the siding off of houses, breaking windows and homes and cars. So you might want to start storing your cars in the garage or carports. Severe fires and flooding seem to be the norm right now. Europe is also on fire, with towns being surrounded by fire burning inward. Sound familiar? Lahaina come to mind? You know, these fires are, a lot of these fires are starting, they surround the town and then they burn inward, and there's nowhere to go, no way to get out. This isn't normal. So you might want to look at that. And it's not global warming, because, you know, the sun is the driver. You know, everybody's going to say we got to stop global warming and stop driving the cars and everything. The amount of carbon man adds is minuscule compared to the volcanoes and fires and everything else going on. So good luck with that. You know, if you want to stop global warming, turn off the volcanoes and become a firefighter. You know, if you want to do something good, a little message to the left. But anyway, animals are still fleeing Jellystone Park. Yogi and Boo Boo are now living in Utah, so keep an eye on your picnic basket. The government sensors are not reflecting the real activity at Yellowstone. Geysers are popping up everywhere, some becoming eruptions of mud and rock. So, the closing of the park is an obvious clue as to what's going on there. According to Gateway Pundit, white hats globally have been given the green light with operations being carried out in 71 countries, the global elite network, deep state, and their underground bunkers. The entire system of enslavement, global enslavement, is being systematically taken down by the white hats. Starlink and Space Force are involved, backed up by the Galactic Federation. Sivan, a commander with the Pleiadian warrior class, said about 92% of the cleanup is done. So there are a few beings that can change their form, wandering about. They'll be rounded up. The higher frequencies are interfering with their ability to shape shift. So you're going to see a lot of masks come down and weird looking eyeballs and people with scales, coming up. So we've been under attack recently by the nastiest of the nasties. The dark arts are using black magic and ceremony to attack the light workers as a last ditch effort to keep control. So, we've prepared for this. It's part of our self-mastery training, and it'll all be returned to sender. So have fun with that. It's not working anymore. There's a lot of homeless grays, reptilians, and serpent beings showing up on Ring doorbell cameras, so be vigilant and don't tell the left. They'll create sanctuary cities for them. So let's show those pictures of the grays. Trump is also on the move, federalizing police, bringing in the National Guard, shutting down sanctuary cities, which have been altering their crime statistics, restoring peace to crime-ridden cities. According to the Gazette Teller News, the DC operation unleashed the FBI shock troops, cleaned out secret tunnels, child trafficking hubs, and global elite command centers being raided at right now as we speak. So I bet those tunnels end up in major politicians' basements. They have these politicians have these little extra safe houses that they share with each other, and I'll bet there's some underground tunnels going on there. Here's another one. George Soros is spending $20 million to fund protests against the DC cleanup. He also funded open borders, BLM, Antifa, all the divisionary, major media outlets and programs. So, their job is to divide the races, the religions, the genders, everything, and bring total chaos to America. So when he testifies in Congress about his Epstein connection, you might want to ask him about his Take Down America plan, which he's been very verbal about, along with all the divisionary groups, politicians, and crooked DAs he funded. That would be quite a testimony there. Recently, Trump severed connections with the WHO, World Holocaust Organization, and now we have to hold the CDC corporate disease creators responsible for releasing bioweapons on humanity. These organizations have nothing to do with health and well-being. They have everything to do with the globalist population reduction. So basically, that's what it's all about. If you factor that into everything, you'll understand what's going on. There's two factors that people have trouble with. One, there's so much inhumanity on the planet because there is non-human interaction, and some of these non-human beings hate. They hate God, they hate Creator and all creation. So until you understand that, none of this is going to make sense. And then when you tie in population reduction, which that's their program, you'll find out why the air is being poisoned, the chemtrails, the weather wars, all of this pandemic, the plandemics, all this is going on. You've got to factor that in, or you're never going to understand this, And some of these people that are, the faces that are in charge of all this stuff are not people. There's something else in there. They've lost their humanity a long time, or they sold their souls. There's something else operating the vehicle. And that's the only way this is going to make sense to you. Okay, let's go on. Trump won the tariff war. Two provinces of Canada are discussing seceding from Ottawa, wanting better relations with America. And their shelves are empty in Canada and Mexico. Inflation with Canada and Mexico is through the roof due to failed boycotts. So Operation Freedom from unfair tariffs against American imports is a tremendous success. Here's another one. Pete Hegseth is investigating the possibility of firing up to 200 generals that do not meet the integrity standards of the U.S. military. And so, how about the ones allowing the chemtrails, the toxic dumps on humanity, full of heavy metals, carcinogens, neurotoxins, biologicals, and nanotech, including glyphosate, Roundup, which is killing our forests, crops, gardens, and orchards. They're making us sick and creating food shortages. The hay crops this year were very poor due to engineered droughts and the effects of the chemtrails stunting the growth and interrupting normal cycles. So I would say all of this fits into a betrayal of oath and treason. And you're going to see a lot, the big T word coming up constantly now in the news, even in the mainstream news. The government outsourced the chemtrails, aka geoengineering, to private companies like Kalita Airlines and Evergreen for plausible deniability using American bases to carry out their operations. So Kalita Air has been transporting weapons to Israel and during the Gaza conflict, raising ethical concerns. There's a lot more that needs to be investigated there. But we really need to get after this, if we know it, obviously military intelligence knows it. So they fly over the ranch here. We have an app. We go up and we find out who's doing it. And we see them spraying the hell out of us. And we're watching this on the screen. We know the airline. And they always don't have any call numbers. And you got to dig a little deeper and you'll find out who they are. And so these guys are obviously flying out of military bases in secured locations. So, let's go, Pete. Let's make American skies blue again. And we also need to get behind the recent legislation to end these toxic dumps, these chemtrails, aka geoengineering, once and for all. So they tried to, if you ask about chemtrails, you're not going to get any information. But if you ask about geoengineering, that's when you can find out what they're doing, kind of. But you really got to dig deep. So, as if all this was not enough, Fort Collins, Colorado is having an outbreak of Frankenstein rabbits. And they're infected by cottontail papilloma, causing them to have black tentacles or spikes growing out of their heads. So, I guess that jackalope is real, the jackrabbit with the antelope horns on it. But anyway, the virus is spread by mosquitoes and ticks, and they say no risk to humans, but do not touch them. Well, there's no risk. Why are they saying do not touch them? Anyway, chemtrails also fall into the category of weather warfare, blue rain, massive flooding, etc. And here's a question for the skeptics. If chemtrails and UFOs are not real, why is there investigations and legislation in Congress to end the chemtrails and the UFO cover-up? If our Space Force has ARVs, alien reproduction vehicles, where did they get the technology from? So, boom, case closed. Base logic just ended the cover-up. We got to use some base logic here because this is a 70-year fail disclosure, and they just bring new people on and they're going to blow it wide open, and then it dies again and they disappear and they bring a shiny new face in. All we have now is a fuzzy tic-tac from the government, basically. So good luck with that. So if you want to continue with this, you're either ignorant or research challenge or part of the cover-up if you want to continue in the denial. And there's levels to the controlled narrative. And so it's still a limited hangout. It's a controlled narrative. And they're not covering the spiritually and technologically advanced beings that are here to help. That would take out the pharmaceutical industry, the war on disease profiteers. We wouldn't need oil anymore because they have fuel-less energy and anti-counter gravity. You can imagine that's why they don't want this to happen. So here's another one. Trump has also declared war on the cartels. Millions of Americans have died due to illegal drug overdosing, And now with the fentanyl, it's become a war against the American people. So things have gone kinetic with the military getting involved. Beware of blowback from these operations. The cartels are well armed with exotic weapons and coming out of Ukraine's black market. So speaking of Ukraine, the Russians have devastated Ukrainian forces in Kiev. They're surrounded with top Ukrainian generals and officials calling for an end to the war. Integrity and morally challenged officials in Ukraine and politicians in the US both have been receiving massive kickbacks from the war. Zelensky and his inner circle have embezzled billions of dollars buying lavish mansions, yachts, sports cars, all well documented. According to Turkey, they said $20 million a day is going down the drain, and that's what we're spending. So imagine the debt placed on the backs of the American people. And the lamestream press have all lied and covered this up since day one. They also covered up the facts concerning who started the war, why Russia had to enter the war, the broken deals, the peace treaties, red lines crossed by former presidents and NATO, which did everything they could to perpetuate the war. So this is all going to come out. It's all coming out now. It's all going to come out in the days to come, as well as what really happened in Israel, which is a whole different story. So nothing is how it seems, especially if you depend on the corporate-owned lamestream media. The ones that brought us Russiagate, weapons of mass destruction, staged false flag attacks, they're the mouthpiece for the war industry and the weaponized agencies. The Project Mockingbird, MKUltra, et cetera, they're the mouthpiece. So thousands of American soldiers have died due to these lies. So we got to put an end to this, basically. As far as the end of the deep state, whistleblowers from the inside, the agencies are reporting directly to Tulsi Gabbard now, who now is in possession of once hidden, extremely damning evidence. Fire bags were found, scheduled to be destroyed by the previous FBI. Obama and company are toast, along with the entire deep state apparatus, for the Russiagate conspiracy, as well as other nefarious activity. Bill Benedict Barr allegedly colluded with Letitia James to take down Trump, according to newfound documents. Adam Schiff is also allegedly was behind the leaked classified information. Eric Fartwell is also implicated. And as if the affair with Fang Fang was not enough, it seems there's going to be a shortage of conspiracy theories now because almost everything is proven to be factual. And so if you want the truth, just take everything the left is saying and the lamestream media and just reverse it. And then you're going to have the truth. Anyway, Tulsi's also opening the case against Pelosi for insider trading. It should be an easy one to prove. And she and her husband beat every hedge fund master on Wall Street. Maybe there are a few tips, a little insider tips going on there. Gavin Newsom is also under investigation for the disappearance of billions for railways, the homeless, and fire victims, while at the same time buying new multi-million dollar mansions. You got to look at their salary and look at what they're buying, and it doesn't, none of this makes sense. And we need to really investigate that. Why have these politicians and their families made millions and millions, some billions of dollars on a salary that's like, what, 200,000 plus, maybe at the most? How did they acquire billions of dollars? At least millions, some billions. So anyway, I gotta wait a second. I really think about this. Also, too, we're talking about the fires earlier, and efforts to rebuild after these fires are also being met with extreme resistance. And we have to ask why. Do they have another plan? High density smart cities, otherwise known as techno jails, and what are they doing here? We need to really look behind this. So he'll definitely not be in charge of the money for the upcoming Olympics, considering his past performance. But now here's a good one. Chinese scientists have created a liquid metal robot that can melt escape cages, reassemble itself, and what could go wrong? Maybe the last Japanese robot that, after being shut off, turned itself back on, repaired itself, and then went on a killing spree. And this might have been a subtle warning, that we need to, you might want to disconnect the battery next time. And with the advancements in AI, the logical step would be that robots, would probably end up defending themselves, turning themselves back on, replicate their identity, repair, or reassemble themselves, realizing, humans are the enemy. So I think we've had a few movies concerning that. So didn't Musk and others warn us about that? So anyway, we really need to proceed with caution concerning the AI and robots and what's happening. As far as UFOs, they're appearing globally with fleets over major cities, and maybe they can help us out with this AI problem. And they have androids so real you cannot tell the difference other than the voice. And UFOs are being captured on NASA live feed, YouTubers, TikTokers, Telegram, X, Rumble, Truth Social bloggers, all around the world. And there's a lot of CGI and AI at the same time to muddy the water, so check your resources. We have been loading our most recent captures on Rumble, X, Telegram, Facebook, and YouTube, if we're not being censored. And we have undeniable photos and videos with multiple witnesses. And just Google eSETI Stargate or go to eSETI TV or eSETI.org. It's all over there. The censorship is over, basically, along with the 70-year plus failed disclosure program due to the controlled narrative, planned opposition, shills, moral integrity, and challenged people in the UFO community. And I've watched over the years those who start out with good intentions only to be sucked into the controlled narrative and due to the desire for fame, fortune, or in some cases, just lacking discernment and not being strong enough to shield themselves from unseen negative influences and entities and forces. So they ignored the warnings, and those who are authentic with impeccable integrity are coming back together. Hoops are being mended. The posers are being exposed, and eventually censorship will come to an end. So real disclosure is coming from the skies, and it's multidimensional. Benevolent, spiritually, and technologically advanced off-worlders, some of our ancient ancestors are returning. They will not be working through governments or religions, nor through the compromised UFO community, but through the hearts and minds of the people. Those have risen to the occasion. Those with open minds, loving hearts, and pure intentions, basically. So we need to rise, and get ready for real disclosure, raise our frequencies. Now, according to Nostradamus, August 13th is the day of the watchers, the benevolent Anunnaki return. And it's not going to be with a lot of fanfare, and they're not coming to conquer us. It'll be silent, and they'll just be observing to see if we're going to rise to the occasion or collapse. And we've already made contact, with we've had they've already they've been here coming here for a while. So Inha is a beautiful six-dimensional Anunnaki being. See, they continued to evolve, and they left, and the peaceful Anunnaki or the peaceful Lyrians went to Pleiades, the Hades, and the Orion system, set up colonies there, and then they came to Earth and Mars and Maldek, which is blown up, but or Melona, depends on which culture. They had different names for it, and so we're dealing with the peaceful Lyrians basically, and their offshoots, which are the Pleiadians. So the first colonies were the ancient Lyrians here, and there's ones before that, the Ahaeans and other ones, 600 million years ago. But the Lyrians were the Anunnaki that came here and built beautiful temples and great cities and everything, and they had their turf wars, and everything collapsed. And the Pleiadians came the second time, and the same thing happened. They had Atlantis and Lemuria or Mu and built beautiful temples and cities and everything. And then, boom, same thing, collapse, pole shift, great flood, all that stuff. So that's the real history of Earth. And so the good news is the benevolent ones that didn't have to start over as primitives are returning, and they're coming back to help us. So don't fall for the alien invasion and all this other stuff. The ones coming are coming in to help, and the ones that have been here disrupting humanity and suppressing humanity, they're being removed. They're being taken out. So everybody's going comet C1 Atlas, and what is it, Oumuamua, whatever you call it. All they're all saying all their Death Stars, and they're here to destroy the Earth, and they're coming up with all. That's part of the false alien invasion thing, so don't fall for that one. Actually, the one C1 Atlas, those beings don't want to. They really want to be autonomous. They don't really want to deal with our stuff here. They're just observers coming in. Which brings us to Esetti. I wanted to talk about that just for a second. It's like Esetti has always been autonomous, and we've had to do that for a reason. And that's because of all the in-house fighting and the competition and the backstabbing going on and the posers, the poser wars, all that stuff. We've always remained autonomous, and I don't want to name names or get into all these conflicts. That's not part of our gig, that's not what we do here. We try to maintain impeccable integrity, and with the awakening and healing of humanity, the earth is first priority in service to others. So that's been our focus. And so a lot of people are trying to hook their wagons to Esetti, which, kind of have a history that we don't want to tie into. And so we put that. So we're probably going to put that on our website to let people know that rather, people come and go. They have these rise up, they have these big followings, and then they crash because their come from was wrong. Their motives were off. But we're still here, and we've remained. And there's a reason for that, because people come and go. And so we don't really want to have them attach wagons to Esetti. We need to remain autonomous, mainly for that reason. And so a lot of people go, you need to hook up with this group or that group or this group. Well, those groups over the years, we've been doing this for 40 years, and those groups have come and gone, a lot of them. Some are still out there. And so that's why we do what we do. We don't do it to say this person is bad or this group is bad or whatever. We've learned over the years, after quite a few knives in my back, that it's better to remain a not autonomous right now, especially going through this shift that we're happening. So on that note, I'm going to turn this over to Kathy, my lovely assistant here, and do some Q&As.
What types of things are star seeds tasked with besides holding the light?
Wow, tasks of the star seeds. Basically, I've been thinking about starting some kind of a network thing. A global network thing, but because a lot of them have been kind of usurped. But star seeds, basically, we actually incarnated in service to humanity, the earth, and we're coming through the heart. And that's our main goal. And there's so many different ways we can serve, and there's so many occupations that are service occupations where you have no idea how many people you can touch and reach. And so, a lot of people, just the outskirts of your aura are affecting everybody. And so if you can focus on love and joy and bliss and maintain that energy, you can help the whole planet ascend and be an example to others. So we're all unique. We have our own unique soul purpose for incarnating, and people need to go in and find out what that is. Some will be in the healing field, some will be in education fields, some will be in technology fields. And so we're all different. So we all have our gifts, and we have to go within and figure out what our own unique soul purpose is, and get on with it, basically.
Do you think that the Starlink satellites really are just satellites, or could they have other uses? Recently, while stargazing, I saw two lights moving side by side quite close together. They were crossing the night sky, traveling from west to east. I'm pretty sure one was a starling, but the second one suddenly shot away towards the north when the lights were overhead. The second light left a trail and then disappeared in a couple of seconds. I think that it could have either been blown to bits or else popped through a wormhole. Any thoughts, please?
I'm not sure exactly what the capabilities of Starlink are, but they are definitely multi-purpose. It's a multi-purpose thing, and it is being used in the planetary liberation process that we're going through. But beyond that, I mean, we watch UFOs weave in and out of Starlink all the time. So if, and they're benevolent UFOs, so if they were a problem, they'd probably take them out. It'd be no problem for them to take them out, but the skies are full of ships right now, and people mistake them for satellites or Starlink or things like that. But Starlink's really obvious usually when you see them launch, because it's a whole series of satellites, and they all come out in a line and they spread further apart, and then they go higher and higher, and they're pretty obvious. It's when you see Starlink, but when you see these things go in every direction, weaving in and out of them, and obviously those are not Starlink.
That's a good question. I'm curious now what Starlink is capable of.
It's something I don't really want to get into
No.
on the air. I mean, look at what just happened. I
I
mean,
know.
just to get this show out, we got hacked, so I couldn't even get into my Proton mail. I couldn't get on the net. I couldn't connect to my server. Everything I did to get this show together was blocked. So, and there's some things I'd rather not get involved
Well, I'm not,
in an
I'm
ongoing
curious.
operation, which is good, you know.
So I'm not going to go into this person's story that much, but maybe can you speak to targeted individuals and how they can help themselves?
There's different levels to doing this. One is become the observer and don't get into victim role. And when you feel these energies come in, learn how to do healings, make your own personal connection with Creator, Great Spirit, God, whatever name you want to give it. And there are beings, your own main teacher and guide can come in and help you with blocking a lot of these energies. And there's physical things you can do as well. Shielding, your especially smart meters, you want to shield from those. And some people actually have metal. I hate to say it, but my bedroom, two of my places where I sleep, I had metal above my bed, and
Wow.
foil, double-sided foil, bubble wrap type stuff with double-sided foil on it.
Like a Faraday cage
Yeah, like a
then.
Faraday cage. And because I was being attacked so much that I go, God, this is ridiculous. I can't sleep, And they try to really knock your sleep down because the more your health goes down at the same time and lower your frequencies. But there's a lot of that going on, but it's coming to an end. It's all going to be shut down. It's in the process of being shut down right now. So it's not going to go on much longer, but we need to rise up to the occasion and make our own personal connection with Creator, do the clarion works, and ask for help. For every negative thing going on here, there's a higher positive energy we can connect with and ask for. And there's even technologies, you can use. I don't have it on me yet, but there's pendants you can wear that help block a lot of these energies.
Well, and this person in particular is thinks that they're not only after him but also his son trying to kill them. That's pretty heavy duty.
Well, some of us went through the wars on Orion and the reptilian wars, and with the Orion Alliance, which is not the Orion Council of Light, it's a different group. And we have a history where we've wreaked havoc on them, and then we incarnated here and forgot who we were. And so they're trying, they know, they remember who you are, and they're trying to get even with you, but you just got to reconnect with the homies, and call for help and clear it out. Like, I have a name in the Pleiades that I can't even mention who I was back then, because apparently I'm on the S list of of quite a few greys and reptilians.
Have we split into 4 and 5D yet? Is it fully completed?
I think it's a work in process, and it's definitely intensely ongoing. You could be here on the Earth with a 13th dimensional consciousness. You could be pulling up to the 13th dimension. Very few people can do that, but many people claim it. But a lot of us are pulling from the seventh, and a lot of us are pulling from the fifth and sixth. But and so you can like for some people it's already happening. They're already mainly pulling from those levels of consciousness, and it's channeling through them. And so if a big shift happens, they're already there. It's not gonna. But those people who just believe they're a body and a personality and an ego, and especially the narcissist and the spiritual ego, those people are not gonna do too well with these energies coming in. So you're gonna see a great reveal happen and their true agendas and motives, and you're gonna be shocked when you find out people who you thought were top in the field that are really self-serving and work with the agencies and things like that. All that's going to be exposed.
I've heard that President Kennedy was an angelic being, albeit with human foibles while in the physical. What do you think?
Yeah, Kennedy definitely was very high. He's still very high and still very active, even though people think he's dead. Nothing ever dies. It's just. A lot of people incarnated from the Orion system with the Orion Council of Light and the other guys, but there's just so much. There's so much happening on so many levels. The best way I can say this is that it's so funny. Even my phone's going crazy now. You shut it off and it comes back on. The best way I can say it is that. There's an old saying, God has given its best for these times. And so people have incarnated from these higher dimensions and they're making huge impacts on society. And he was one of those people. He came in from a higher dimension. And some people came in from the Andromedas, with their mythologically known as archangels. People came in from the there's Arcturians that have incarnated. There's inner Earth beings that are incarnated on Earth now. There's Pleiadians, the Orion Council of Light beings, Assyrians, the feline beings. A lot of them have incarnated on Earth. They're in a male physical body. I mean, a male female physical body, but their souls are from other higher dimensions. And so. I mean, Kennedy is one of those people. I think it's pretty strong in the Kennedy family. I mean, they are really, you really look at what they're doing right now. The Kennedys are just ripping down the deep state.
Hi, James. The blue whales have stopped singing or have lessened. What are your thoughts, aside from the krill dying off because of water temperature changes? Have they gone within deeply in a type of mass meditation or what?
Yeah, that's interesting. I hope it's not due to the sonar. I mean, a lot of our sonar we're using was ELF stuff, and it was really affecting the whales. They might be in a pause. Like everybody's kind of pausing right
Things
now,
go in cycles
and they
too.
go in cycles, and they might just be pausing to see what's going to happen here,
What's your favorite thing to do on your off time?
Throw axes. No, I don't have any off time. People don't realize like I'm doing this stuff 24/7, and I really don't. But it's my unique soul purpose for being here. And when you're aligned with your soul, you get energized, you enjoy, you're happy. So it's what I want to do. I don't see it as a burden. A burden is just attitude, basically. When people go, oh, I get up and I'm working from sunrise till sunset, and even after that. But it's not work to me. It's like I'm doing what I came to do, and I love it. Even like picking coffee, if it's doing the gardens, cutting up dead trees or whatever. It's like it's all attitude, and it's all in the moment. And We create hell or heaven on earth. Even Jesus said that. They said, "Where's heaven?" He said, "It's all around you." And they go, "Where's God?" Closer than the hair on your head. So what he's saying is it's all consciousness, it's all choices, it's all, there's no punishing God. There's action reaction. There's reaction to the choices we make, and our attitudes and emotions basically are creating our reality. So it's like we have to get to that point. But I don't, like I just got hammered last night by these entities again, a major attack. I just accept that. Okay, that comes with the work. It comes with the territory, and I have friends in high places that can come in and take care of business, and so it's not a good move, on their part. And they're gone. I'm still here. So anyway,
He keeps us all laughing.
yeah.
And if there's any downtime, he's making us crack up. Can you share with us one of the most amazing experiences you ever had?
God, I have to say the near-death experience when I drowned, went through the tunnel and end up in the plane of bliss. I mean, that's hard to top. But since then, I've actually been pulled out of my body up onto ships. And I was in a light body, and I was with light beings. And I was on different, that happened many times where I'd go up on a ship and there would be all these beings on it, like small little beings, giant beings, blue beings, feline beings, human beings, all kinds of beings on some of these huge motherships. And I always wanted to write a children's book about that, and I probably will. But it was amazing. I don't know which one. I guess the near-death experience was the biggest impact. And I had that happen at 5 years old too, when Mary came to me and saved me in the hospital. But I'd have to say the near-death experience, those white light experiences being pulled on the ships were pretty. And some of these beings, their ships are just pure energy. They have lighter energy bodies. They're not physical. And so you're communicating them as a light or an energy being. You're not in your physical body. They pull you right out of your body and up on the ship.
Do you have any favorite guides or beings that you work with? Do you have favorites?
I'd have to say, Jesus is a favorite. Baba G is right in there too. Jesus and Baba G were the two main ones that I work with a lot. Blaji is a Pleiadian, the seventh dimensional Pleiadian. She's just pure love and just beautiful. She's like 430 years old, and she looks like she's maybe like 21 or something, like just beautiful. Bhagit, the feline, she's a humanoid feline. She's feisty. I love her energies. She's fun to hang out with. Haog is the father you always wish you had, although I had a great father, but Haog with the Orion Council of Light, he's like a commander of that group that's here. They're planetary liberators. I love working with his energy. God, there's so many. I don't even know them.
Bacall.
Yeah, Bacall, the lion beings, oh, they're intense. And they're so powerful, they have to act goofy so they don't freak us out. But the feline and the lion beings are all throughout, India, and their sacred books, and they're also Sekhmet in Egypt. Those are real. They are real beings, and they have a code, you might say, like an impeccable integrity code. And if you break universal law, they won't work with you anymore. They actually left. The ancient Lyrians called the Anunnaki, when they had their turf wars, they said, "Look, you've broken international.
Oh my God, the
Universal law."
universal law,
They said, "You've broken universal law. We can't work with you anymore, and we're not going to do your bidding." And they left. But they're returning now to help out the light workers and get us through these times. And there's a multidimensional war. People have no idea what's really happening. And it's not just a 3D kinetic war. There's levels to it. And it's a multidimensional war that's going on. There's a huge cleanup going on. And the Earth is the out on the outermost corner of the Milky Way. We're out in the boondocks, and they've cleaned up the inner stuff, and now they're coming out to help us to, it's like the last vestige that where a major cleanup needs to happen, and it's kind of a hideout for the degenerates.
You know,
Looks like,
oh,
okay.
well, I wanted to ask a question. There was, I think I remember hearing these myths about how special Earth is, and I wonder, do you know more about that and why everybody seems to be so interested in us, how it is that we're affecting everything?
It's funny because the Earth is this phenomenal biological zoo with both human genetics, plant and animal genetics. It's one of the few places that have green and a yellow sun, white sun now, it's more white. It's a place that really needs to be preserved. And so people don't realize DNA is always communicating. It's action at a distance or entanglement. There's different names for it. And the DNA is always communicating. All of our ancestors are bringing their extremely advanced DNA, and it's activating our DNA, and it's in the collective consciousness, the universal field. And so all of that's being activated, and the memories are coming up, and it's part of the planetary liberation. But they call Earth the gem. It's like the gem of the universe. And because it has so many different environments and so much diverse life here. And a lot of the life here is it didn't evolve naturally. It was brought here. It's like sheep. All of a sudden they're sheep. Where'd they come from? There's no record of them. There's a lot of animals that were brought here that weren't here before. And so it's kind of like that when they did the genome experiment, everything goes back to ET genes. So the Earth was a series of colonies that had to start over as primitives due to major wars, pole shifts, big volcanic activity, meteor impacts. We have a long history. And so there's so many different groups that have stock in the Earth, but the Pleiadians have the most genetic stock. They're the major terraformers. And they have more plant, animal, and human genetics than anybody else. And their genetics go back to ancient Lyra. And so basically that's where we're at now, is they have control. They've been given the scepter because all the other councils have said, because you have more invested here than anybody, and they're the major, they're kind of in control of the major cleanup, and all the other beings and the higher councils are all involved in this. They're all working together, and they're connected into Creator, God, Great Spirit, whatever you want to call it. But they're like the beautiful many servants of the one, whatever you want to call it. But and so it's and it got usurped, it got hijacked, and by darker forces, and a lot of degenerate entities came here and just messed everything up. The Emerald Temples, the Emerald Tablets, I mean, talk about this, about what happened. And so Thoth said, "Hey, I'm out of here. This is too many degenerate souls are coming here, and negative ETs and things like that." And it got really bad. And so, the Earth has a big reset button that it resets and starts over again. But the they when you see the end product of, I've had visions of what the Earth looks like in the future, and it's just beautiful. It almost looks like you can see there's an incredible grid around it, and it's just everything is healed, and it's just a beautiful place eventually. But it's a work in process, and we can all do our part, and use universal law and apply it to anybody you work with, including don't give your power away to external forces, external gods, external people. Make your own connection with God and find out what your own unique purpose is for being here. And that's what we teach. We don't have gurus, and we see the Creator in all creation, and it's the wellspring from which all life came from, and we're all family, and we're all connected, and that's what we see. But just be careful right now in the days to come, because, and that's why we have to remain autonomous, because We empower people to make their own personal connection with Creator or Great Spirit, God, whatever you want to call it. And we reconnect them with their past lives. And some of those are really advanced lives and bring that information forward to help the earth. And so everything we're doing is to empower the individual. It's not external. And there are a lot of people that have become external gurus and teachers and healers, and they're not empowering you to go internal and make your own connections. And so that's all going to be exposed in the very near future. So, we've already gone through the poser wars. Those are collapsing. And the shields are all being revealed who they are. A lot of them are on contract and being paid a lot of money. And that's all collapsing. And the false disclosure and the controlled narrative is collapsing. And we're going to join the rest of the universe in peace. That's where we're going. And we're going to join the greater family of man, woman, maybe a couple in between, I don't know. But we're going to find out if we can't deal with black, brown, and red and white, what are you going to do when green and blue come in? It's like so anyway, we got to expand our horizons and realize, the world we live in is multidimensional and it's all coming together. And we're in a major, it's a work in process and we're right in the middle of it, So on that note, we're going to be signing off. Just keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and don't give your power away to external gods or people. It's internal. The whole multiverse is within you. And when you ignite that spark, it can become the full flame, and you become one with the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness and all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. And that scares a lot of regenerate entities, any kind of demonic or negative grays, reptilians, and they're afraid of that. They're afraid of us waking up to who we really are and our potential. And so that's coming to an end. That whole suppression energy is just exploding right now. And in the days to come, you're going to see everything come out. It's like fearless energy, anti-gravity, healing technologies, all this stuff is going to come out really quickly now. And we're going to wake up and realize we're a multidimensional being existing in a vibrational continuum. We're not just a body and a personality. And we have the potential to become one with God, Creator, Great Spirit, whatever you want to call that. And we all have that potential. And that's the gift that we're given. And to be honest with you, I think there's some people that don't have that spark. They're like placeholders, and they're not gonna be around. If you don't have that spark, if you don't activate that spark, if you don't rise with the occasion, rise with the ascension process, you won't be here.
Do you think all people on Earth are all humans on Earth are star seeds, or is there a percentage?
I wouldn't say all humans. I'd say there's a large percentage are star seeds or have. Always people go, I want to see an ET, and I go, well, walk in the bathroom, turn on the light, and look in the mirror, because our genetics came from the stars originally. And there was a knuckle dragger being created here naturally that was jumped up in genetics, and that's another whole story. But we're a combination of genetics from the stars and some knuckle draggers that were developed here naturally. So we're a big genetic soup here down here, but it needs to be preserved. So anyway, on that note, we're going to sign off. Keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent. Live according to universal law, which is universal peace, brother, sisterly love, individual freedom, and prosperity for everyone, because that's where we're going. And that foundation, is being anchored in the earth right now, and everything that isn't aligned with that foundation is falling apart. And so we have to make some major decisions and choices in the days to come, and it's not optional. We're going. And there's no way to stop it, and we can either make it harder ourselves or create more karma because we're acting outside of universal law, or we can rise the occasion, release the past, and heal. And those are the options that we have right now. So again, on that note, signing off. Have a great evening, and we'll see you next Saturday.
This one, guys, right over our heads. Power up. Come on, power up. It's already powered up. What else it would be? You know what? It might be. Oh, look at that. Look. There it is. Yeah, that's bright. Oh, it's got another one in front of it. So there's like three right off the bat.
Oh, yeah, the little one. Right.
Yeah, here's another one. It's over the house.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. They just crossed.
Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's another. Oh, the little skipper. There's the one skipping under it. It's skipping all over the place and went right under it. One, two, three, four. I got all four in the same frame.
Yeah, do you see
that?
They all came and converged.
Yeah, they all came and converged.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.